You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 532.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
This is the strangest story I have ever heard. Take a seat, grab a drink, and listen to my words.
And that kicking starter was the Spin Wires with Astronaut from Buffalo in New York. We have played them several times before, but that is a new release. It's not from their album, it's one of the singles. Some bands elicit a mood, other bands instigate action. And if the Spin Wires is understood to be the latter, the sound of its dance-inducing hop rock is apt to prompt a ballroom full of ebullient drinkers to drench itself in a sheen of sweat, spilled cocktails and cups of draft beer. They're a four-piece band, and you can find out more by checking out the spinwires.com, not the Spin Wires.
Do you know what immediately came to mind when you said where they were from?
Go on. Mozzarella.
Buffalo, Buffalo.
Buffalo, Buffalo,
Buffalo. Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo. Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo.
Mozzarella.
What?
Isn't there a buffalo mozzarella? Or is that a buffalo?
There is a buffalo mozzarella, yes. I'm going to have to put a link into the show notes for the buffalo thing. Apparently, what I just said, the word buffalo 8 times is grammatically correct. I'll put a link into the show notes so that people can enjoy it for themselves. Buffalo. Awesome. Welcome, one and all. Yeah, this is the Budcast episode 532. On tonight's show, we have our usual rather spiffing mix of Creative Commons music and a couple of things to mention as we journey our way through what is tonight's show. So we're going to crack on straight away with a bit more music. This now, last week, we played a track by Fresh Body Shop, and I said then that Pedro had released a brand new album. This track is taken from that brand new album. This is Fresh Body Shop with What's the Matter with You?
It seems like you are in a dream. I would love to guess what you see.
You're listening to The Bugcast, part of the Other Side Podcast Network. Don't touch that dial. Wait a minute. I don't have a dial. I've not had a dial in years.
They say it's coming any day, and we're all gone the other way. Gonna live as long as I'm alive.
So goodbye, all you cowboys. We rode it down to the end. It's a long shoes, and there's no way you can lose. You'll learn that it really ain't no use. Stuck in limbo, the revelation blues.
Way up high in that Minnesota sky, that's where you'll see it by and by. They say it's coming any day, and we're all gone the other way. Gonna live as long as I'm alive. Say it's coming any day, and we're all gone the other way. Gonna live as long as I'm alive. Way up high, high in that Minnesota sky, that's where you'll see it by and by. They say it's coming any day, and we're all gone the other way. Gonna live as long as I'm alive.
I said I'm gonna live.
And that was Saint Anyway with Revelations Bluegrass from Cloquet in Minnesota. We have played a few of their tracks before, and they are an Americana stompgrass band that have released four full-length albums packed full of high energy and thoughtful songs. And they are on Facebook as Saint Anyway.
Awesome. Is it Cloquet or Cloquet?
Does it matter?
It is. Oh, it could be both.
C-L-O-Q-U-E-T.
It could be both. And before that, you heard Fresh Body Shop with his track, What's the Matter With You? Now, we played his track Fireballs last week, and as I said, this is taken from his new album called Maze, which was released in December of 2017. A very much unusually long track for Fresh Body Shop. Usually his tracks are somewhere around the 2.5 to 3 minute mark, and that was just under 4.5 minutes long, and that's why I chose it.
Ooh.
Mm. Find out more about Fresh Body Shop at freshbodyshop.bandcamp.com.
Excellent.
Awesome stuff. Quick nosy into our chat room. Let's see who is listening to us live right now before I drop my phone on the floor over at thebugcast.org/live.
We have got Alex T, Chris from Canada, Gregorio SWVP, K5 Tooks, Oz Toonen, Sean C, who we saw earlier, and Yannick.
Indeed. So welcome and thank you very much indeed for joining us live. And yes, Sean C did grace the vicinity of Bugcast Towers earlier on today. It was really good to have a chat and a catch up with him. We're trying to work out when it was we actually last saw him. It was down in London. So it could have been probably around about 6 years ago that we last met up with Sean. But anyway, yes, it's good to have you all along here tonight. Right, K5 Caroline, you are doing something rather important this weekend.
Yes. So on Sunday, I am doing the Sheffield 10K.
Whee!
I did do a training run last Saturday where I did 7 miles of running, which is more than a 10K. Mm-hmm. But the theory is that if I could go further than I needed to, then doing the actual distance would be fine. The only tiny, tiny issue is I might need a brolly and potentially a boat.
I think a boat is probably going to be more appropriate.
Yes. So yesterday we had some flash floods. Managed to get home okay, but there were a few hairy moments where I had to drive through deep rivers to get back. On Sunday, it is forecast for rain, wind, potentially thunder, lightning. So it'll almost be like a duathlon.
What, running and swimming?
Yeah.
Yes.
To be fair, though, when I've gone out running in the evening, I've never let the rain stop me before.
Yes.
So I may not look glamorous by the end of the race, but at least it'll be an even bigger achievement for finishing.
Well, you're not getting in my car until you're dry.
Well, we'll be in separate cars almost.
No. Oh, yes, we will, won't we?
Because I need to get to...
You can drive in your own moistness then in that case.
Well, we're going to bring a change of clothes, aren't we, dear?
Yes, indeed we are. Well, you can take your own if you're taking your car. Although you can take my car and I'll bring the family in the family car. That makes more sense. And you're running for Sheffield Futures.
Yep.
And are they the ones that are benefiting from your any sponsorship you raise?
Yes. So Sheffield Futures do many things, but on this occasion they are raising money for... to allow youngsters from disadvantaged backgrounds to be able to do things like the Duke of Edinburgh Award, which is a wonderful thing for people to do, but it does come at a cost. And there are some people where they just cannot afford that cost. So what they're doing is they're building up a pot of funding so that they can cover those costs for those people, so that that is not just a privilege for a few, it is the enjoyment of the many.
Indeed. We'll put a link into the show notes to Caroline's fundraiser page if you'd like to donate and, yeah, and support that cause.
I'm also good. Know two other people are running. So our friend Chris Farnham, he's running for Sheffield Children's Hospital for a scanner. Mm-hmm. I have sponsored him. He hasn't sponsored me. And my colleague Liz, she's sponsoring a sponsor for cancer research, but for Liz, it is much closer to her heart because both Liz and her son have had cancer recently and had to undergo treatment, but this week Liz had already got the all clear, but her son had got the all clear this week. He's still got some treatment to go, but they are both cancer-free after quite a few hellish months.
Mm.
So I sponsored Liz as well.
My colleague Helen is also running.
Yes.
This weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Moist lady, yes, indeed.
Cool.
No, I'm not going to explain what that's about.
She just likes the word moist. And funny enough,
she detests the word. You're going to get incredibly so, yes.
She's going to get it.
I did laugh when we were watching Bake Off earlier in the week and they used the word seepage. And I thought of Helen immediately because that's another word she absolutely detests.
Does she like words like discharge and...
No, and squelch.
Dribble.
Yeah, all those kind of things, yes.
Snot.
Yeah, well, it's not so bad. They're like onomatopoeias, but rather than sounding like what they are, they kind of look like and feel like what they are.
So she was probably feeling a bit vomituous listening to this, had she?
No, I don't think she'd have been fussed by that that word at all.
No.
Anywho, cracking on. This is Blumen, at least I presume that's how it's pronounced, with Beer Taste.
Same page. things are changed. The pips said nothing up, and I will try to make my beer taste better. It keeps saying nothing happened. I was trying to make my beer taste better. Mine was amber color. With my favor, it feels so small going down, so slow, slow it down. You could have made this easy, but you need to move on. Get away from me. Oh, it sounds good. You keep saying nothing happened. I was trying to make my beer taste better. You keep saying. Nothing happened. I was trying to make my beer taste better. I was trying to make my beer taste better. Oh, I was trying to make my beer taste better.
Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Why don't you come, come, and shake that bum, bum. Oh girl, you are the one, one, I select to have fun, fun. Why don't you come, come, and shake that bum, bum. Oh girl, you are the one, one, I select to have fun, fun. Why don't you come?
Ain't no easy way to say it, but I want you. Jamaican goddess, tag along, I know you want to. I'll be your king, and if you want, I'll be your con too. Come to the ring, you hear that gong, and I'll be on you. That body right, so girl, you know what got me on to you. Come out for a ride, my prize, the size of what I'm gonna do. Take you on a trip, it's gonna be hip like where my hand be at. Make me wanna sweep you off your feet like you a handicap. Stay away from other brothers, they move like a copycat. Girl, you wanna go straight to the crib, I'm yelling, copy that. I ain't wasting time, you know some other brothers prolong. I'ma take you where you wanna go like I'm a chaperone. And anything you do with me will not be basic. We gon' go through obstacles like a triathlon. We gon' hit the ball and touch on all the bases. We gon' run off 50 states like it's a marathon.
Come, come, and shake that bum, bum. Oh girl, you are the one, one I select to have fun, fun. Why don't you come, come, and shake that bum, bum. Oh girl, you are the one, one I select to have fun, fun. Why don't you come?
To make you drop into the condo, give you Spanish dishes and dessert, I get the bun bun. Swear that I ain't capping, I'm spitting a bunch of facts. Willing to show you how like a wolf when you join the pack. And once you go with Keontae, there isn't no going back. Cause I pick you up, put you down with Guardian, that's a fact. La boca, she puts on me, I just me, okay, que I need going loca. I want her to be my nina, I hope that's her reciproca. I told her that I be cooking, I want her in my recita. Before I leave out this club, I'ma make this girl my mamita.
Come, come, and shake that bum bum. Oh girl, you are the one, one I select to have fun, fun. Why don't you come, come, and shake that bum bum. Oh
That was Kiente with Why Don't You from New York City. That is my quirky track. I liked that. He is a multi-genre artist from New York City with music ranging from classical to chill wave. His goal is to have more free music heard worldwide and use it to the liking of audio seekers wherever. And he's linked to his YouTube channel. But that was just a bit quirky and cool.
What I loved about that is that it was every bit as authentic as a reggae track from 30, 40 years ago should have sounded. I had Dennis Brown in my ears when that was playing. The whole production of it, the way that the music was leveled and the lyrics, it was absolutely brilliant. Loved it to pieces. Really good selection. Is quirky track going to be a new segment for the show? You're going to produce one quirky track each week?
I'm not going to make it too contrived. If I can find one, yes, I will.
Look forward to that. Before that, you heard Blumen with Beer Taste. Now, we played their track Slow Motion on episode 471 back in July of 2017. But this was another single that was released on Jamendo in April 2017. There's naff all about them anywhere on the internet, but we do have their Jamendo profile, which contains the two songs that we have played and not much else. But still, awesome track, Electro Soul, from Italy.
Excellent.
Right. Have you seen the film Netforce or read the book by Tom Clancy?
Well, I believe I've watched it once. I know you've watched it a gazillion times.
I have watched it a gazillion times because the whole concept, I mean, yeah, it's a geeky film, isn't it? It's a miniseries from the mid-90s, I think it was.
Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula, indeed. Scott Bakula.
Sam.
Sam from Quantum Leap and Captain John Archer as well. I've been watching episodes of Enterprise today, actually, that would happen. Anyway, I digress. So one thing that it essentially foresaw was the oversight of the internet by a division of the FBI in the United States. Well, I've seen a news article today that apparently the UK government is going to be publishing a white paper in the next few months, laying out its proposals for governing the internet.
They've been trying this for a while.
Yeah, but this also includes the appointment of a regulator. Now, this is all done under the purview of the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Department, DCMS, which is a department of the UK government. Now, they're saying they have nothing to share at the time. However, a couple of months ago, there was a suggestion of the kind of things that they would include in this white paper, which includes things like forcing websites to remove hate speech, forcing social networks to verify the age of their users, leveraging punishments towards social networks that fail to remove certain types of content. Not going to go into detail there. And putting in legislation to restrict the type of adverts that can be displayed on the internet, specifically around nutrition. So high salt, high fat, high sugar. But with that just being the start of things, it kind of makes you wonder how that's going to look in the future. If you appoint a government agency as a regulator of something which inherently cannot be regulated, what's going to happen after that? The internet is, as the name suggests, an internet. It's global. It's boundaryless. So how can any individual national government impose regulation on it when the thing itself can't be regulated?
Because the decisions are often made by people that do not understand what it is.
Yes, which has been proven so many times in the past. I just don't think this can be a good thing by any stretch. And if you look at the, I think you're right. I think the government as a whole, and I'm picking on the government directly here because they have form on this. But when it comes to any form of legislation around the realm of technology, whether that be the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, whether it be, I can't remember what they called it, but everybody else calls it the Snoopers Charter, anything like that.
18.
No, that's fictional. Sweetheart.
I know, I'm messing with you.
Anything like that. It does seem as though what they're looking for is a series of ideals. Now, ideals are a wonderful thing. They really are. They give you something to aim for, something to aspire to. But what you can't do is take a set of ideals and enshrine them in law. Because what you're essentially doing is saying, we're going to make it illegal to not do something that it is physically impossible for you not to do.
Yeah. The thing is, though, the real dangers online, and I mean where the really nasty stuff happens, is things like on the dark web, which none of this would affect.
Which was created by a faction of the US government, just saying.
Say it'll only move more people to the dark web.
I'm not convinced that's true, because the dark web in itself, although is trivially accessible, it's trivially accessible to those who understand what it is and where it is. I think it's understanding where the dark web resides.
But what you'll get is you will get people preying on people that want to do something that are scared, introducing them to it, but at a cost and probably at a danger, in as much as people will utilise that fear and find ways to make money in different ways.
Mm.
So that's what's going to happen.
What was it? I was listening to an episode of Quantum, and David Robertson was talking about something actually that the South Yorkshire Police have done here, which is they're concentrating on non-crime. So there are certain things that are defined as criminal. So things like hate speech, incitement to hatred, incitement to violence, all of those things are classified as criminal and are reportable through the usual emergency reporting measures.
Right.
But apparently they're going to be spending time and assigning resource to non-crime incidents, like basically people having an opinion. If I was to say, if I was to make a comment about somebody who was a follower of Islam, for example, now that won't necessarily be criminal because it's not Islamophobia. If it was Islamophobia, that would be classified as hate speech and therefore would be criminal. But if it was something that was potentially viewed as insulting or offensive to somebody, then what South Yorkshire Police are doing here is they're encouraging people to report that as a non-crime incident.
That's kind of making people be Big Brother for them.
Well, there are a number of issues here. Yes, it's kind of turning people towards... I'm not even going to go down that path. There are the two things that really stand out here. The first thing is you're going to be reporting people to the police for things that are outside the police's remit. The police are concerned with crime. Civilian matters do not come under the authority of the police. That's the first thing. The second thing, 1984. What you're effectively doing is you're going to be reporting people for having opinions, taking away the right to free speech. I made a comment about this a while ago. Nick Clegg, who used to be the leader of the Liberal Democrats here in the UK, he appeared on a radio show. Ooh, must have been about 4 years ago now, stating that we don't have the right to be offended. We don't have the right not to be offended. And I fully agree with that. I think if we go around saying that we have the right not to be offended, that is effectively removing anybody's right to free speech. Because anybody can say anything about me. Because they are free to say so.
It's when people act because they think that something may offend people.
Well, precisely. That's part of it.
Not based on that has offended somebody, but that could offend somebody. That's when it becomes uncomfortable because that's presumptuous.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college with somebody who was called Richard Brown. And we were once took aside whilst he was in the room and said we weren't allowed to use his surname because it could offend him and be seen as racist. To which he was like, what do you mean though? I'm not offended by it, it's my name. So somebody had made that decision on his behalf on the off chance it could offend him.
I thought that's more offensive.
Yeah, definitely.
That you're preempting what someone else might be feeling. There's another question here about the equality of offence. Because if somebody makes a disparaging remark about somebody because of their sexuality or because of their faith choice, or should I say certain faith choices, then certain groups will become incredibly offended by that, and publicly so. And in some cases, they will react undesirably. But there are other groups who get offended and persecuted all the time, but don't have a voice. Will this equal, will that level the playing field or not? I don't know.
Yeah,
Austinus just said in the chat room, sometimes they don't want you to offend a particular group because they have a tendency to overreact. And that's kind of the thing I'm talking about. Anyway, let's move away from this. This turned into a much bigger rat hole than I intended to go down. This is a welcome return to the show for The Grues with To Be a Child.
so I'll do the best I can.
Friday nights, 9:30 PM UK time at thebookcast.org.
That was a welcome return for Fox and Mew with Everywhere from Air in Scotland and Cold Spring KY.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. not KY in what I was thinking. The usual union of veteran hip-hop and soul producer Sneaky Creaky and session vocalist singer-songwriter Emily Coy. It's given birth to a fresh and funky sound for a new generation of listeners. With decades of combined eclectic musical experience, this duo is shaking up the perception of genres and musical fusion with every song they create. And find out more by checking out foxandmew.com.
Awesome. Before that, you heard The Grooves with their track, To Be a Child. Based in northwest Russia, The Grooves create their unique palette of sounds using analog synths, old-fashioned guitars from the Soviet era, tape recorders, and an array of handmade instruments and microphones. The down-tempo beats team up with a mix of vintage analog synths, hooky bass lines, deliciously icy atmospheres, and the band's trademark female vocals. It is a cornucopia of sound, chilled out, moody, dreamy. We played a few tracks from The Grooves in the last year or so. One of them, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me, appeared on my Best Of show earlier this year. And this is the first track we've played from their 2015 album release, Nest. You can find out more over at their website, which is thegrooves.com, thegrus.com. Love her voice. Very, very quirky.
Very.
I think we've said this before, but there are definite parallels between The Grooves and Portishead slash the other one. Massive Attack, possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
Hungry Lucy, definitely. But they've got loads of tracks, so we'll probably play some more of those in the not too distant. Anyway, next week, the Bugcast episode 533, get it right, will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 28th of September at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, if you have anything you want to add, correct, debunk from anything that we've said, particularly in this week's show, because we've had a few contentious conversations, then please do drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. If you write into us and you don't want us to read out your name, then we'll happily read out your email anonymously on your behalf. But regardless of whether you want us to read out your email or not, we still love to hear from you.
Definitely.
In it. So this is last track time then. And I've got to say thank you very much indeed to Yannick, who provided his translation skills for this, because I took this band is from France, and I took their biography, or part of their bio that was written in French, stuck through Google Translate, and actually the French made more sense to me. So he's written his own translation for me, which I really appreciate. I'm going to try and read this out to you now. So the band we're going to be playing is called Grain de Sel, which means salt seeds. Grain de Sel's music is first and foremost a big mess. If you were to look at it as if it was a chest, as in a treasure chest, you would find swing gypsy rhythms, traditional and folk themes, a furious waltz, Celtic rock, chanson française, and each time melodies that will stay in your head and that you will inevitably hum, if not sing, happily. Listening to Grain de Sel is like travelling, but be prepared, it shakes, it speeds, but that engine runs on rock and roll for sure. You can find more about the band over at graindesel.fr. That's graindesel.fr. They're from Toulouse in France. And this is the title track we're going to be playing you from the latest album, which is released in May of 2018. So with that in mind, we shall leave you with Purple Ocean, which means ocean people. No, that's the track name. Grain de Sel with Purple Ocean. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
éoliennes, océans, des peuples qui se rendent compte qu'ensemble l'avenir est vivant, des cultures qui se mélangent apportant chacune leur accent et leur vice de forme. C'est le chant étoilé des hommes qui mène au firmament, des collines embrumées jusqu'au pays du soleil brûlant, des landes de la Gascogne jusqu'aux drapeaux noir et blanc, aux peuples inféodés à la soumission des géants. Ce sont les sirènes épuisées du monde d'avant, qui promettent un avenir enchaîné, prisonnier du temps. Ne crée pas des théories inutiles menant dans un trou béant, absorbant l'énergie fossile, creusant son propre testament.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.